Here's a thought I'll title, There Is No Bad Light. For about the umpty bazillionth time, I heard a photographer extolling the virtues of early morning light and late evening light, the so-called blue hour and golden hour, for photography. And I have to admit, this just makes me pull out my hair. Well, it used to make me pull out my hair when I had hair. But it occurs to me that the premise is based on something that is just not very tenable, because the quality of light depends on what you're photographing and the incident angle between the light and the subject. It also depends, to some degree, how you choose to use the light, that is to say, things like color temperature and depth of the shadows and the crispness of the highlights. All of those go into a photograph. And it is very possible to get great images in the blue hour and the golden hour. But photographers who advocate those as the two best times to be out photographing simply aren't paying attention to the light. I think the light at noon is absolutely gorgeous, if the subject is right. For example, years ago in North Dakota, I was photographing the side of a barn. The sun was directly overhead at noon, and because of the incident angle of the sun to the surface of the barn was such that it revealed every single detail in the wood, it was spectacular light. But at noon. Sure, maybe that light would have been available in the blue hour or the golden hour. It all depends on where the sun rises, where the sun sets. There's no such thing as bad light. There's the light you find, and I suppose the light you wait for, that will be the perfect light for whatever subject you're wanting to photograph. But the idea that there is a universal kind of light that's perfect for all subjects is just silly. It's not thinking through very carefully the relationship between the source of light, the angle of the light, and the subject. My proposal is all light is good light. But there are, of course, certain kinds of light that aren't good for certain kinds of subjects. Either it's the wrong time of day or it's the wrong kind of light. I really love photographing under cloudy days when there's no direct sunlight at all with certain subjects. Other subjects, I need the sparkle that comes with direct sun. After having been involved in photography for 50 years, I can't remember a single time in which I've gone out photographing and been able to get absolutely nothing because the light was bad. I've had lots of times when I haven't made an interesting photograph, but that never has anything to do with the light. It has to do with me. I'm not in a receptive mode, or I'm looking toward the wrong subjects for the light that's available, or I have the wrong equipment to do what I want to accomplish. There's lots of ways that you can have a bad result in photography. But having bad light is never one of those reasons. I'm assuming that many of you have heard that old bit of wisdom from outdoorsmen who say there is no such thing as bad weather, there's only bad clothing. But I'd say the same thing about photography, paraphrased, that there is no such thing as bad light, but there are subjects that we try to photograph in that light that it's just an uncomfortable match. They don't go together. Light and subject are dance partners, and when they work in harmony with one another, they're great. But if the two dance partners aren't doing the same dance, one's doing a waltz and the other is doing a tango, the result is not going to be very pretty. It's not something we're going to enjoy. Which brings me back to this simple idea that the act of being a photographer is more one of receptivity than it is one of imposing our will. If you go out in a certain kind of light looking for the subject that doesn't fit that light, you're going to be frustrated. You're going to make not very interesting photographs. On the other hand, if you go out with a receptive attitude and accept what light there is, for the subjects that fit that kind of light, you're probably going to find success comes much more easily.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.